we get ready for the Phillies, the start of the postseason, obviously, for the Phils. Of course, kind of apropos, I guess you can say, with no Eagles this weekend. I mean, it makes it a little bit easier to focus in just on the Phils. And as we talk about some Phils and postseason action as a coach, but also some Eagles mixed in, let's welcome, and we just love having him on the show, legendary Eagles coach, joins us every Friday at this time, Coach Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach Vermeil.
Good morning, guys.
Love having you on the show. So, Coach, before we get into sports, let me tell you, congratulations to you and your group with Vermeil Wines, because I know recently you won, you know, the award and got the winning votes for in all of Napa Valley, and which is a, you know, pretty big area out there with a lot of wineries and a lot of people making wine. I know that your tasting room was voted the best tasting room in Napa County that is not physically connected to a winery of all others, and the best place to drink wine and red wines. And I just want to tell you, I know this has been a real passion for you these last many years. Congratulations on all you've achieved with Vermeil Wines. That's really a great accomplishment.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're very proud of what we've gotten done there out there. And, you know, we have a good staff. They've been with us for a long time, and they work real well without us being there, which makes it nice. And so we're proud of our accomplishments, but we're still trying to get better, just like you do in the NFL.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Delicious wine, Coach. Thank you so much.
It is. We love it. I mean, we've drank it. My girlfriend loves it. I mean, it's just, it's the best. So VermeilWines.com, we tell you all the time, but VermeilWines.com for everyone listening. So, Coach, let's get to the Eagles, and then we'll do a little bit on the Phils as it relates to being a coach in the postseason and that pressure and all that. So, Eagles, 4 weeks. Obviously, it hasn't gone the way we were hoping. Are you increasingly concerned that the Eagles may just be an average team this year and not nearly what we thought?
You know, I'm really not that concerned about that. And, you know, I'm just a fan. I'm not, you know, and I study. I get home from my trip. I study it here on my computer and watch them play. They're a better team than they were in Tampa Bay. Hey, they were a fine team who went to New Orleans and played, you know, here's a team that scored 91 points in two games, and we shut them down to 12, you know. So I think our profile as a football team is not defined as yet, and I'm optimistic enough to believe it's going to be better, especially with our leadership. I think it is. Now, if it isn't, then we're going to be an average team. But I think it's a little too early to define actually what we are. And we all have seen them play extremely well, individuals last year and over more than 1 year. But I still believe there's a lot more to get out of those guys. And we know our two coordinators, Kellen and Vic, they've had success before. And I think they'll prove their value as the season goes. You know, we've got a break with the bye at this time. They come out, they have three teams that aren't playing as well right now that'll probably play better, just like we will. But my long answer to a short answer is that I don't think we're defined as what kind of team we are right now. And if I was going to say we're a lot better than what we have played, I would say that. Yeah,
I agree. And what do you think, Coach, this team needs to work on the most over the bye?
You know, I don't know what his approach is in the bye. I don't know if, you know, I haven't read where they're bringing him in and working him 3 days and letting him go. I went to the Andy Reid theory and started giving my team the whole week off, regardless of what our win-loss record was prior to it. There's it's really hard to get a lot done in three practice sessions to make the difference between winning and losing. A part of it, I think, Tampa Bay loss was emotional. I watched our offensive line, I think, especially on the right side, was given a little too much credit. I don't think they played very well in that first half. They didn't handle the stunt package very well, and the right tackle, right guard aren't what they were, you know, because Johnson's not playing, the different right guard working together against the stunts and that. We didn't give Jalen enough time to throw the ball, you know, and everyone's really upset with him. But if you remember that pass he threw to Goddard down to the 7-yard line, a quarter pattern, when he was given time, it was a beautiful throw. But we've got to give him more time. And, you know, people are critical that he takes too much time. If our offensive line is as good as they say they are, they've got to give him more time.
Can you bring a team closer without play in a game? You know, during this bye, you got 2 weeks. You said it yourself. You got three practices. Is it enough time to actually make a dent and make a team improved?
I think you can gain some things, yes. I think you can gain a little bit. I don't think it becomes obvious. I don't think you make drastic changes in a bye week in improvement or decline. Some coaches have had great luck coming out of a bye with a great winning record. Many times that is determined by who you play when you come out of the bye. Right now, if you come out and play an undefeated team, you're probably not going to have a great win-loss record coming out of a bye. We come out against Cleveland. We're probably a better team than Cleveland, but we better prove it. But I think the mental side of the game, the toughness side of the game, and the pride you take in how you play as individuals, the film studies and all that you can do, and the concentration in the bye week, it really helps you. It really does. And I'm going to repeat myself. They're a better team than they were when they played Tampa Bay.
It's good.
Well, they better be, because if not, you know, it's not going to be a good season for sure. Coach Dick Vermeil with us right now. Dick, let's talk about the Phillies and what they're going through. You've been through this from a football standpoint a number of times. So they got another crack at it. Obviously, this is the third time they've made the postseason with this group. I'm curious from your perspective, and you've won at the highest levels and lost at the highest levels in the postseason, beyond just, of course, trying to play your best, what is, from your perspective, a key preparation-wise to help a team try to play its best? What can you do? What can Rob Thompson do with his guys to get them to be as focused, as energized, and as great as they can possibly be?
Well, first, you've got to be what you were. You can't all of a sudden, because you're playing a playoff game, think you've got to approach the games differently. You've got to do a little better what you've done all year to get into the position of playing playoff games. You know, and Chuck Noll gave me great advice when I first started getting in the playoffs. You know, in the old days, coaches were pretty good friends and discussed philosophies and approaches. And I talked to Chuck, and he said, Vermeil, just don't forget how you got there. Just don't forget how you got there. And don't drastically change your routine or anything. The emotional side of a playoff game plays a lot in maintaining your poise under pressure in these bigger games. And if some guys react positively, some guys don't react as well. But I think the big thing is to go in and be what you are, be what you've been, and then add to it a little bit emotionally because of the importance of the game. Yeah.
So it's an interesting answer, of course, but let me ask you this as a follow-up. What if part of what helped you get there isn't working anymore? You know, one of the realities with Rob Thompson, I mean, last year with Craig Kimbrell, phenomenal career, excellent season, but faltering down the stretch in September and then clearly not the same in October. So if you have an athlete that is struggling, even if he helped get you there, you know, what would be your approach in that moment?
Yeah, you can't add to what you are because he's just, at that point, done.
Yeah,
he's just broken down.
And I guess for you, the analogy, I guess, Coach, would be a football player that's banged up as the year goes on, which obviously some players get banged up and become diminished athletically and then less effective. How do you handle that if it's one of your, you know, one of your real solid players?
Well, if he was one of your real solid players and he isn't today, then you have to play somebody else. I learned that early in my career from a head coach that I worked with, and he always said, never assume a player is 100% healthy, because many times you find out after the game he wasn't. He's playing on courage and desire to play, and his performance was down. You're better off playing a player that is 100% healthy, physically and emotionally, in his place. And, you know, I don't follow baseball as intensely as I do football, so I'm not as knowledgeable how the managers handle all these different things, but I can't imagine managing players for all the games that they do as a baseball manager. That is a real challenge of your leadership. But
you're living on the road with them. Yeah. For a long, long time. Coach, let me say, we look forward, you know, this October to mixing in, you know, hopefully a little Phils with you, depending on how long they're in this. But a lot of Eagles, obviously. Enjoy the bye week from an Eagles standpoint and watching all those Week 5 games. And, of course, we'll get back at the Eagles thing next week. And reminder to everyone listening, VermeilWines.com. I mean, the wine is just Phenomenal. I mean, delicious, phenomenal. You use whatever term you want. VermeulWines.com to get just some exceptional wine. Coach Vermeil, enjoy a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, guys. Go Eagles.
You got
Thank
it.
You,
there
Coach.
He is. All right, Coach Dick Vermeil.